Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddison. In this episode, we sit down with Kelsey Walden. This was recorded November 20th of 2020. Brand new album called They'll Never Keep Us Down. We would share music from that. We would also share some great memories of her friendship with John Prine as Kelsey is on Oh Boy Records. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Kelsey Walden.
From WSM Radio, this is Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Well, we first met her, my gosh, time flies. I'm thinking 6-7 years ago with her debut album. And since then, just great things have happened in the career of Kelsey Walden, the first artist signed to John Prine's Oh Boy Records. And it is a pleasure to Zoom with Kelsey this morning and a brand new album on Oh Boy, They'll Never Keep Us Down. Good morning, my friend.
Hey,
how are you?
Yeah, good morning. It's not too early.
Well, not it's the beauty of morning radio.
That's
it's
right.
In the morning. So I think the last time we saw you, Eric and I were hanging out with you for a little while at Bonnaroo, and that would have been June of 19. And of course, boy, so much has changed because there was no Bonnaroo this year. And, you know, every year when I do my what do you do at the end of the year when you do your New Year's resolution?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I do to not wait to do things that I want to do. You know, if I want to tell someone I love them or send them a note, I do it instantly. I don't wait. And that Saturday night, you were going to be on stage with John Prine at Bonnaroo. And I had never seen John Prine live. And we had been there all day long. And both Haley Hall and I were, from our staff, were pooped. And we were this close to saying, nah, you know, I'll see him next time. Let's just go home. And I did not. I stayed, and it was an amazing show. And when you guys duet, it was just so great on stage. But as I look back now, I am so thankful I took the time to see him. It's not to get emotional, but it's hard to believe he's gone, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, personally, yeah, I don't think a lot of us have really probably gotten over it, to be honest. I mean, just to be completely real, it was just very, you know, chaotic. You know, his passing was, it was obviously a shock because of everything that's happened, you know, and the reason why, he passed away. So, yeah, it literally was just within a week. It just seemed like it was this crazy spiral, and then John was gone. Yeah. So, I still can't believe it. Probably still dealing with it a little bit. So, yeah. But that Bonnaroo performance was. I'm really glad you saw that because that was like electric. It was like seeing John in a honky tonk or something. You know,
yes.
I think he felt so good that night because he, well, you know, it was just such an electric crowd, you know, and kind of like even a younger crowd. I mean, I think he just really, he really, really loved that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Well, you could feel the energy in the tent. It was insane. I still remember it.
Yeah.
So.
You guys sounded so good together. And then he went deep catalog and played my favorite John Prine song, Lake Marie, which I was not expecting to hear. So it was.
He does that one every, or he did it every night.
Did he really?
He would dance off stage.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, it's so cool. So, well, on a much more joyous note, though, your record deal with Oh Boy Records was presented to you, if I remember correctly, on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry by John Prine. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, we knew about it for a little bit before.
Yeah. Well, but I'm saying, but we publicly unveiled it, right? Yeah. Yeah.
But, but no, that was the catch. That was the secret. We made it seem like it was a secret. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll never forget that either. That night was just so amazing. Sergil Simpson played, A Friends in Town Mountain played, yeah, I mean, it was just, it was unforgettable. So
what would you say is the best thing that John taught you? What did you observe in him that you hold on to musically, professionally, personally?
Well, I mean, besides the, you know, the standard for songwriting that I've had before I even knew John personally, I mean, obviously that, but I would say just as a mentor and, you know, as someone that's been, you know, he was still releasing relevant and fresh, meaningful stories and music, you know, when he was in his 70s, you know, which is incredible. That's like, that's what I, you know, and that's a dream. That's, I think that's what we all want, you know, a career of longevity. And I think, if I had to pinpoint, I mean, there's so many things John taught me, but, I think one big thing is just like, he never felt like he had to explain himself. You know, he never felt like he owed anybody an explanation for anything he did. You know, he just laid it all out there.
What a career.
So,
well, you cover John Prine on the new album. It is called They'll Never Keep Us Down. And so I was so tickled, by the way. You know, I'm a huge Dylan fan. And With God on Our Side is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs. Now, granted, it's 7.5 minutes. It may not get a ton of radio airplay, but that's going to be one I'm going to listen to over and over and over again on the record. But it's such a great song. But you went back and got one from John's debut album from, I think, 1971. And I think if you ask people favorite John Prine songs, you might get a fair amount that say Paradise, Dear Abby might be near the top of the list, and then for a lot of people, Sam Stone. And it's just such a powerful song that probably holds up really well today as well. What made that one the John Prine tune you wanted to cover?
Well, this EP is kind of just a selection of songs kind of discussing the interconnectedness of, you know, of all things, of, you know, human rights and, community. And, you know, John, there's a lot of songs we could have chosen. I think John was always a big advocate for human rights. You know, he was quite the people's champ himself. And, Samson just, it was between that and Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore. And we already kind of had a satire song with the Christofferson song. So we went with Sam Stone. And yeah, I mean, I think just discussing, you know, mental health within this country and also the cost of war, it just seemed like the right thing to do. And it's a powerful song. So
it sure is.
Yeah. We hope we did it justice.
The new album is called They'll Never Keep Us Down. If you're watching on Circle Television, you'll get to see the video. This is Kelsey Walden and Sam Stone on The Legend. That is brand new from Kelsey Walden on Oh Boy Records, a great cover of John Prine's classic Sam Stone. And folks on Circle Television got to see the video for that. We got about a minute, Kelsey, left. I was thrilled when I went to the website and at Oh Boy's site as well, that not only is there vinyl for the new album, but there's three different color vinyl options, and each one benefits a charity of your choice. So what a great way to celebrate the love of vinyl and do some good work as well, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of one of the sole reasons we decided to. I decided to kind of release an EP like this. It was simply really so I could raise money, you know, for the charities and hopefully do something good just to come out of this year, you know. So, Hood to the Holler is the red vinyl, which is an amazing organization doing really important work, I think, back in Kentucky, breaking down a lot of racial barriers there. And Appalachian Citizens Law Center is the other one, the blue vinyl. And then the green vinyl is going to the Lexington Healthcare Center, benefiting women veterans suffering from PTSD.
Wow.
So, there's three different options there, all all really great.
Way to go.
Yep. Of course, you can go the old school and digitally download and stream. It's all available. Today is release day for They'll Never Keep Us Down, brand new on Oh Boy Records from our friend Kelsey Walden. It is great to see you again. And by the way, for folks just listening on WSM, you can't see the backdrop, but I'm hoping John Calipari will get you some really good seats at Rupp Arena when they can have fans again, because you got a nice big Kentucky logo right in back of your right shoulder.
And that would be great. It's kind of been a low-key goal of mine to be played, you know, on the speakers in Rupp Arena. So
there you go.
God's listening. God's listening.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, and we love the new record. That is Kelsey Walden.
Y'all too. Yep. Thank you so much.
650 AM WSM and Circle Television.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.